The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We are back here on the morning shift handing out off-season grades, or I guess season grades for 2024. We're in the off-season now, unfortunately, for the Atlanta Falcons. So handing out those grades for quarterbacks, you guys talked heavily about Kirk Cousins, and you went from being, what was the word you used, inconclusive, to then handing him a D. And now Michael Penix. I don't even want to get into Penix stats, I guess, because I don't think that that necessarily illustrates what we actually saw from him on the field in small sample size, but the three games that he started in.
Well, no, I don't necessarily want to go that route though, Tiff, because I think that you have to include the stats and everything else. Obviously there's a lot of upside to what he's doing, but I think you have to include everything, because part of my grade for Michael Penix, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, he did miss some throws that looked like easy throws.
He missed
in real time.
And
okay,
they costly throws.
Yeah. I'll give it to you then. 775 yards, 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, a QBR rating of 50.8.
Yeah. And his completion percentage, I think it's right at 59 or 60.
58.1.
And I only say that because I think there's a tremendous amount of upside to him. I think everyone can agree on that. So that's not taking... the stats isn't trying to maybe like sugarcoat any, or me not doing the stats isn't trying to sugarcoat anything. I just think that we saw a lot of really good things from someone that's just getting tossed into the fire, kind of.
I totally agree. I think I said yesterday, the 3-game stretch he had to me gave me a completely different feeling than the 4-game stretch you saw at the end of 2022 from Desmond Ridder, because Ridder looked timid. He looked safe. It was like no touchdowns, no interceptions. Everything was just like.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because we weren't on the air back then. But correct me if I'm wrong when I say that you just wanted Ridder to be a game manager.
You went 7-10 that year. I think he was 2-2 as a starter. And if you could have, he made some big time throws. I remember he made a throw on a fourth down, and it was, remember, it was Drake's rookie year too,
right?
And he made a big throw against the Saints in New Orleans, and I think that was his first start too, or his second start one, and rips it across the middle. Drake catches it, then fumbles. You lose the game, but you know, it was, everything was just kind of felt safe. Nothing about Michael Penix in his debut felt safe. I mean, he made throws that were just like, did he just do that? However, the biggest thing from the 3 interceptions to me, none of which were his fault. The Pitts juggles one in the air, Ray juggles one, and then the one against Washington was
Chris Blair.
It was Chris Blair.
That's right.
It looks, if you look originally, like, why did he cut the wrong way? In reality, he was held. So he couldn't get out of his break to break to the outside. Penix went ahead and threw it, thinking he would get the call. He didn't. You can say it's his fault, but it was kind of a veteran move.
Well, and on the flip side of that, we just talked about Kirk Cousins, and we talked about the interception streak that he was on, the 1-9 ratio or whatever it was in that stretch of games. I made the point back then, like, none of these looked like they were that kind of play. Like, they were, it was just simply Kirk throwing it to the other team. These were not volleyed plays. They weren't tipped balls at the line of scrimmage by a defensive tackle, even though he had a lot of those. They were just simply balls where the communication was bad. It was a bad throw. It was a bad decision. It was a bad throw across the middle. It was crunch time, whatever it may be. Like, he had the opposite of that, I feel like, in that bad stretch for him. So, yeah.
But the thing to me that really comes back to is the missed throws. He had Drake open for a touchdown in one of the time management situations where if he just puts a little air under the ball, it's a touchdown. And then you look at that was in the first half of that Washington game. You go back to the second half and that other time management situation where they don't call a timeout. If he hits Mooney on that bench route, which he has him,
Yeah.
If he hits him,
yeah,
you probably win that game. I give him a C+.
Okay. All right.
It was close to me for a B-.
Okay.
Because I think he looked phenomenal, but I think where there was missed throws, I just thought they were such a big moment.
I'm on the same page as you. I thought there was a lot of upside, but it seemed like he was really good at the tough throws and not great at the easy ones. And that was frustrating to me, I think. I was going to go with a B. And I think a lot of that, and I tried not to let the upside and how excited I am for the future kind of cloud my judgment because we're grading this past season. But to Tiff's point, you look at the future and you get really excited. But I do look, like you said, look at some of the throws. There were some missed opportunities. He talked about it in those conversations with Dave Archer, and he said, you know, my conversations with Drake were, you know, we're getting to know one another. We're getting the timing down. I think a full offseason will do that. But right now I set at a B in Michael Penix's performance. I think there's just simply throws that he would like to have back.
And I understand I might be a little unfair. I might be a little hard on that grade, a little harsh. But, I am so excited for the future that I want to also, and for me, I'm grading it like I'm Penix. Like, hey, I missed throws. I got to go get better at these. I got to get my timing better. And he's already said he's going to already start working already. So I just wanted to be, you know, fair. I thought it was fair and balanced on that.